listening to Crosstalk on VCY America Network. Our guest today is Jeff Godwin. For 13 years, Jeff Godwin worshipped rock and roll as his God. He played it, he sold it, he performed it, he preached it. In 1984, his life was totally transformed by Jesus Christ. Now called into a ministry to research and expose the evils of rock music. He's spoken to thousands of people throughout the United States and overseas through radio, television, and through personal seminars as well. Jeff Godwin talking about rock music today on Crosstalk. Jeff, you talked about also, you've seen alarming trends both in the secular and in the religious realm. What is it in the religious realm that is greatly alarming you today about this whole matter of rock music?
Oh, Jim, there's so much going on. It's so bizarre. It's gotten so weird. You can't hardly believe you're reading about these things. And there's a couple of examples. One would be DC Talk. Maybe we could get to it in a minute. But the first one that stands out in my mind is Pat Boone. Pat Boone, 62 years old. He's making a heavy metal album.
Pat Boone is?
Pat Boone is making a heavy metal album. This is Rolling Stone magazine, May 16th, 96. They're asking him all kinds of questions. It says Pat Boone is going to do no more Mr. Nice Guy. That's an Alice Cooper song. He plans to cover Stairway to Heaven by Led Zeppelin. He's going to do Smoke on the Water by Deep Purple and Jump by Van Halen.
Jeff, that's a serious departure from what we've known from his style of music from the past.
All these articles, Jim, the Associated Press, I've got another one here along the same lines, of New York is where it started out, and they're waiting for the joke, but it never comes, because it's not a joke. Here's the Associated Press article. It says, Pat Boone turns his attention from milk to metal music, and that's from the Herald Times, Bloomington, Indiana, Friday, June 21st, 96, page D3. Here's what it says, quote, "It's true, America. Boone, the milk-sipping, church-going, whitest of white bread singers, is in a head-banging mood these days, cruising Hollywood with Black Sabbath and Megadeth blaring from the stereo of his muscle car." And they quote Pat, quote, "You've got to listen to this music loud, and I do," says Boone. He says, "I dig for the lyrics."
Jeff, what about DC Talk?
DC Talk are the biggest in Christian rock right now within their own arena. They have put out a video called Jesus Freak, which is huge. It hit Billboard, and suddenly they were talking big, big numbers, just like the secular stars. There's something very strange about this video, though. If you just sat down and watched it, I had a brother in Christ who just taped a whole bunch of Christian rock videos and just gave them to me, said, "Here, watch this stuff. You won't believe it." So I sat down. You watch the DC Talk video, Jesus Freak. They're in a little cell, and they glare at the camera. They suck their cheeks in, and their eyes are all popping out of their heads, and every once in a while, the music will take off and go wild, and then they jump and roll around like they're being electrocuted or something. They stare into the camera like they want to kill somebody. This is the biggest video in Christian rock today.
Jeff, there's something new that's come out in the last couple of years as well called ZTV. What is that all about?
ZTV is the poor man's MTV, and this is exactly what we were talking about a minute ago, Jim. Everybody wants these alternatives. They want the lesser of two evils, but they don't understand that the lesser of two evils is still evil. And so ZTV is in, I believe, about 19 million homes and growing. And they have these videos that I saw on tape. Brother in Christ recorded two of them. And one of them had a boa constrictor snake that was moving through every scene, crawling through a TV, crawling on people. They were singing to it. There was somebody in there in a leather jacket, like he's in a straitjacket, screaming like he's insane. There's flames and cities burning and this kind of stuff. And when it's all over, they bring out this MC for ZTV, and I think his name is Brian Bloomer, if I remember right. If you could see him through all the hair, he comes out and he says, "Now look, I know you thought that was probably satanic, but take my word for it, it's not. It's safe."
Jeff Godwin is with us here today on Crosstalk, and I'd like to open up our phone lines because many of you no doubt have questions. You want to talk to Jeff regarding what he has come out of and what he has learned and his warning today for parents and for teenagers. Our toll-free number at Crosstalk is 1-800-733-9829. 1-800-733-9829. In addition, I'd just like to mention that Jeff has authored a book called Rock and Roll Religion, A War Against God. Jeff presents one of the most thoroughly documented cases ever made to prove that rock and roll music is really one of the biggest religions on the face of the earth. And for the first time in many years, Jeff documents rock and roll history from the 30s through the 90s, six decades of Satanism, blasphemy, and bloody blueprints for the New World Order already in our midst, and it's all documented in his book, Rock and Roll Religion, A War Against God. This book of over 200 pages is available through Crosstalk. Your donation of $13 or more, you can order that simply by writing to Crosstalk, 3434 West Kilbourne Avenue, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53208. If you'd like to order by phone, you can call 1-800-729-9829. That's 1-800-729-9829. Suggest a donation of $13 or more for the book Rock and Roll Religion, A War Against God. And Jeff, you just go group by group by group. You document the music, you document the lyrics, you document several decades of the history of rock and roll music.
Well, it's all there, Jim, for anybody that has a heart to hear. And if they really want to know, if they really would like to know the truth, then it's all there in black and white.
Folks, I invite you to call 800-729-9829. Get your copy of Rock and Roll Religion, A War Against God. Lines are filled here, Jeff. Many people want to talk with you, ask questions, make comments. Our number here at Crosstalk, 800-733-9829. We're going to begin in Daphne, Alabama, and Marshall's calling. Marshall, you're on the air.
Marshall Carney, thank you, sir. I have a historical note on Mr. Disney. It started a lot farther back in its own way.
Marshall, I just want to tie that into the music aspect. Do you have a question or comment related to music?
It has to do with music, although it's a different type of music. You can take very good music and pervert it, and Mr. Disney did that in essence to a certain extent with his otherwise wonderful Fantasia that was put out sometime, I think, in the 40s. I did not see it till I was 19, about 1949. I was a graduate of high school, maybe in college. And it's beautiful. It introduced me to symphonic music. However, there was sexual imagery in it. The young ladies, the young centauresses, centaur being half horse and half man, and in the case of Disney, some were half woman, which is natural, provided centaurs are natural. Their upper quarters were very scantily clad. That was for Beethoven's Sixth Symphony. For Nutcracker Suite, the little fairies darting around were female figures that were very scantily clad. This bothered me then, and it still does, even though basically it was a beautiful film. You see, you can take ink and add a little ink to milk and turn it a dirty gray. You cannot take milk and add it to ink and change the color whatsoever.
Marshall, we appreciate the call. We're going to have Jeff comment. Jeff?
What's happening here, Jim, is this is the natural progression for Disney Company to go to Danzig, the Satanist musician. No problem with that. It may have taken 60 years, and what Marshall saying is very true, because I remember, if I remember correctly, that one of the pieces of music in Fantasia was Night on Bald Mountain, and that's where you had all the demons and devils that were flying all over the place. You had Mickey, even as a trailer or a lead-in to some of the Disney videos. Even today, he's got the hat of the wizard with the crescent moon and the Saturn on it, and they're doing all the magic. So this has been there for 50 years.
Becky in Reedstown, Wisconsin, you're on the air.
Yes, hello. Good to speak with you today. What I'd like to know, Mr. Godwin, is do you see a correlation or a connection between the heavy metal rock music, Christian or otherwise, and the contemporary Christian music that does really seem to glorify God? I will hang up and let you respond over the radio. Thank you.
Thanks, Becky.
Thanks. Sure, there is a connection there because most of CCM, and that's a $1 billion a year industry now, most of contemporary Christian music is rock and roll. And so we can look at the extremes and agree probably that, yes, this stuff is wicked, this doesn't glorify Christ and all that, but Satan does some of his best work in the middle of the road. And so what's going on in the extremes and on the fringes eventually is going to filter its way down to that middle. And that's what you're seeing, that same excess. That same noisy sound is there. It's subdued somewhat, but as time goes on, it begins to get worse.
David calling in. David, you're on the air.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Jim, I'd like to thank Crosstalk for continually having these programs. They're very insightful, and I believe they can keep parents current. So when their kids may be bringing this in, that it's not like a foreign language, like so that they're aware of what is going on. A scripture I have, and then a question. Take heed lest any man deceive you. I think that's very appropriate for the times we're living in. And Jeff, I wanted to ask you, you know, when the presentation is given or different groups are exposed, sometimes the kids will get on the defensive or try to justify themselves, but perhaps you could comment on what young people can play, what is appropriate, what they can do. Sometimes in presentations, the enemy will get in and get the kids all worked up. And they're for every counterfeit, there is the genuine worship of Christ. If you could comment on that, I think the young people and musicians need to hear something on that end. Thank you.
Thank you, David.
Sure, David. And the Bible has the answers. I don't, but the Word of God does. And in Colossians 3:16, the Word of God says, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. So there are the three categories of Christian music listed in the New Testament. I can't find any others. It's psalms, hymns, or spiritual songs. And it goes without saying that the spiritual songs had better have the Holy Spirit in them and not some counterfeit imposter spirit of Antichrist masquerading as the Holy Ghost. And this is what you have going on throughout the CCM industry. It's a very close imitation, but it is not the true Holy Spirit in that music. So those are the alternatives for somebody who is born again, who knows the Lord Jesus Christ. Psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, Holy Ghost songs. And at that point, you've got to pray to God, ask for discernment. You have to begin to study the Word about the music you already have in your house, in your church, and God will lead you along that path. The whole essence of this ministry, the whole thrust of what God's put me in, is seek the Lord's face about these things. The Bible's got your guidelines. Now, for people that are in a meeting and they get all mad and they want alternatives, they want you to give them a lift, and then they'll run down to the Christian bookstore and buy all the latest stuff. They don't really want the truth, and they may not be born again. So that's the point here. If you're saved, psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs are all you need. The Bible said so. If you're not, then you can listen to anything you want to. It doesn't matter.
Victoria in Milwaukee, you're on the air.
Thanks a lot, Jim, for giving me my call. I just want to say, Jeff Godwin, hats off to you, and I just thanks for the great opportunity it is to talk to you. I've waited all my Christian life for this moment. And I just want to tell you, I'm a new reborn Christian. I'm like a baby Christian somewhat. And I'm at the moment where I want to get rid of my movies and my music. And I was just wondering, for the chance to ask you, as a brother in the Lord, if you would do me this favor. If I get rid of my movies and stuff, would you somehow bless me by giving me some of your videotapes that you watched and some of those videos that you sell or whatever? I was just wondering, because that would help me out to replace the old stuff that I want to get rid of.
Victoria, let me just recommend this. And right here in Milwaukee, and I know that's where you're calling from, there's a course that is taught through VCY America, the parent organization here, even of Crosstalk, that is called the New Life Discipleship Class. The spot announcements are airing on your local station. If you call the main switchboard, 935-3000, Russ and Lisa Turner of our staff teach this, and they deal with this issue of what is godly music and worldly music, and will really help you in that. And if you could just call the main switchboard here at VCY, they'd be glad to help you with that.
Can I also ask Jeff one more other thing?
Go ahead, Victoria.
Okay, Jeff, I'm wondering, because there's a friend of mine who's a reborn Christian, too, and she says that you're too strict or whatever, but I told her that I like you because you stand up for the truth, and that you can't compromise your faith. You just can't. And I think you're just right on, Jeff. And just keep doing a good job. And I was wondering if there is a number maybe that I could get a hold of you, and maybe can we talk about this?
Sure, Victoria. I just want to encourage you as a sister in the Lord. You're on fire with the Holy Spirit right now. Don't ever let that go out. Don't let people tell you it'll wear off and this is just a phase. You'll grow out of it. No, don't you ever do that. You keep seeking the Lord with everything you've got. He's going to bless you abundantly throughout your life. You just stand real close to Jesus Christ. And I would encourage you to go ahead and call that number that Jim Schneider gave you and take that class, take that course. It's going to help you grow and you're going to need to get into a good Bible-believing church if you're not already, and I know that Russ and Lisa Turner at VCY will help you every way they possibly can. And what I would say is you're welcome to write us anytime. We get correspondence from all over the world and have...